Internet issues frustrate AP&T customers in the Upper Lynn Canal, and Skagway asks for more than a temporary fix on its ferry dock. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Alaska Power and Telephone customers in the Upper Lynn Canal received good news last month when they found out their internet packages would improve due to a multi-million dollar fiber optic project. But in the weeks following, repeated internet outages have frustrated customers. But as KHNS's Abby Collins reports, AP&T says the problems were not caused by the recent changes.
It's not common, especially for us. You know, we haven't seen these kinds of outages in a long time.
Bryant Smith is AP&T's Director of Internet Services. He says there are a few different things going on that have led to the latest internet issues. First, there were total outages for customers throughout Southeast and as far north as Tok the last two Saturdays that resulted from a malfunctioning piece of equipment in Juneau.
Juneau is where we hand off our traffic to the internet. And so we have equipment in Juneau that malfunctioned, and we basically had to have our people get in and clear those alerts and fix the issues.
In each case, the internet was down for about 45 minutes to an hour. There have also been a few issues related to home equipment. According to Smith, last week customers with a specific type of modem were temporarily prevented from visiting encrypted websites, those that start with HTTPS. The other thing going on has to do with the migration to new internet packages in the Upper Lynn Canal. Those were rolled out at the end of last month in anticipation for the increased capacity from a newly installed fiber optic cable. Smith says about 100 people in Haines and Skagway were affected by out-of-date modems that weren't ready for the change.
We have the fiber there now. We have these new packages available and some of the faster speeds. And if you've got a customer that's a little bit further away from our central office, that would require us to use a different type of modem where we use four wires instead of two wires.
That means some customers are experiencing slower speeds than their package allows for.
Let's say they migrated to a 15 meg speed or a 25 meg speed, then they would just be at a slower speed until they were able to get that bonded modem.
He says fixing that issue is just a matter of upgrading to new equipment.
Making sure that people are available for us to work with them and come out and wire it up and test the speed and move on to the next customer.
Smith says they'll likely be working to upgrade those modems into next month. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
Skagway leaders are hoping the state changes its plans for the town's ferry dock. The Alaska Department of Transportation is preparing to refurbish the dock this fall and winter. But Skagway officials say that temporary fix isn't the best option in light of new Alaska-class ferries due to sail the Lynn Canal in 2018. Skagway's mayor and assembly are lobbying the state for a ferry dock replacement, not refurbishment. In September, Mayor Mark Schaefer sent a letter to Governor Bill Walker. Schaefer proposes what he says is a more cost-effective solution for the dock because of the new Alaska-class ferries. He asks the state to consider reconfiguring Skagway's dock to be compatible with the new vessel's bow-loading doors. Here's Schaefer at a recent assembly meeting.
The refurbishment does not allow for the efficient berthing that they need, meaning in berthing, so that they can drive cars on and drive them off at the other end. And without that component, the Alaska class ferry schedule gets a little skewed.
Schaefer notes that a bow loading terminal would cut turnaround time as ferries come and go. Schaefer wrote the letter in September. A few months later, Governor Walker announced he would not pursue the Juneau Access Road. Skagway Assemblyman Orion Hansen wondered if that could open funding for the Skagway dock.
And I mean, this might be our chance to really put this at the forefront of, you know, the state legislature.
In February, Governor Walker responded to Schaefer's letter. The governor voices concerns about changing plans at this stage, but he says he asked DOT to work closely with Skagway to develop an optimal plan.
We have been directed to work with the municipality of Skagway, the Department of Transportation, work with the municipality of Skagway to explore those options.
That's DOT Deputy Commissioner Mike Neusel. He says DOT will meet with Skagway officials to discuss their issues with the current plan, but DOT is apprehensive about changing course.
There are some challenges associated with such a change in terms of redesign, potential delay in doing the project, additional funding necessary for a more complex project than was originally intended, and trying to figure out what the master plan is for the Port of Skagway.
Skagway leaders are requesting the dock be replaced with a facility that has more efficient loading capacity. But Neusel says that wouldn't necessarily change the Alaska-class ferries' assignments. DOT plans to run one ferry between Haines and Skagway and the other between Haines and Juneau. Coast Guard rules limit the day boats to maximum 12-hour shifts.
The impetus for scheduling them with two vessels running two separate routes based out of Haines, basically, is because a single vessel cannot do the full, what we used to call the triangle route, in the allotted time. You can't go Auk Bay, Haines, Skagway, back to Haines and back to Auk Bay all in a 12-hour day. So due to the time constraints on the vessel, the scheduling for those vessels needed to be altered to be able to stay within the day boat requirements.
Neusel says because a separate ferry will be making the relatively short trip between Skagway and Haines, a quick turnaround time at the Skagway dock isn't necessary. He says the current side-loading setup is adequate for now. Neusel says the refurbishment will buy time while the community comes up with a long-term plan for its port.
We really need to know what that looks like before investing significantly into a expanded ferry terminal dock.
Skagway's goal to improve its waterfront has been in limbo for over a year due to access issues with the company that controls much of the Tidelands property. But the community's push for a different ferry dock is causing DOT to put a slight hold on things. Project manager David Lowell says the uncertainty caused them to delay the estimated project bid date from March to May. Skagway and DOT officials will meet in the near future to discuss the municipality's request. Alaska's largest tribal government is revamping its constitution with an eye toward greater efficiency and cultural context. The Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska will hold a constitutional convention at this spring's tribal assembly. Delegates representing the Central Council's more than 30,000 tribal members will meet in Juneau, April 19th through 21st. Will Micklin, a council vice president, chairs the committee preparing for the convention.
Trying to imbue what began as very utilitarian documents that are very brief and speak only to broad authority, and trying to imbue that with an expression of our culture and our ways of life.
Like other federally funded organizations, the council expects challenges maintaining its programs. Micklin says inflation is also driving up costs. He hopes constitutional changes can encourage efficiencies. He says the changes should also help increase involvement.
We're looking to put actionable information in the hands of our assembly members for a longer period prior to the opening of our tribal assembly, so that they can review, consult with their communities, and have a more deliberative period before we actually have to take action.
The Constitutional Convention was called at last year's Tribal Assembly by Central Council President Richard Peterson. The council lists 21 registered communities. Most are in Southeast, but they include Anchorage, San Francisco, and Seattle. The ferry Matanuska will take 10 days longer than expected to return from repairs. The ship, which sails Southeast waters, was scheduled to resume service February 10th. Instead, it will return to its route February 20th. Terminal agents say a Haines sailing on February 16th was canceled because of the delay. The Matanuska has been out of service since January 4th for its annual overhaul. Officials say engineers found more damaged steel than expected. The Matanuska sails from Prince Rupert, British Columbia to Haines with stops in most southeast port cities. The ferry was built in 1963, making it one of the Alaska Marine Highway System's three oldest ships. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.